Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming whole, complete, an entire spirit, soul, and body. So we're not just talking about getting our wounds healed. We're talking about learning how to live according to our new identity as a spirit being. Removing and overcoming hindrances starts with identifying what those hindrances are. So really what we're doing is learning about ourselves and our enemies and how God trains us and teaches us and gives us what we need in order to overcome those hindrances. If we start to see our wounds as nothing more than hindrances, we can depersonalize them. We won't take it personally when we are wounded. And this is true even in areas where we have done things that have wounded ourselves. We don't want to take those things personally. The only way those wounds will have power in your life is if you let them. Now, there are consequences to our decisions, to choices, and to the decisions and choices of others. But they can be overcome. They are not who you are. If you are a new creation in Christ, you are a spirit being. You have all the rights and authority of a spirit being. And we are learning what those rights and responsibilities and authorities are. Now there's, especially in regards to getting our wounds healed, there's no order. There's no priority progression. A lot of times we think that we may be aware of a wound in our lives that until we get rid of or overcome or get healed, that we can't move on to the next thing God has for us. For instance, we may think that, we can't go back to school because we're a single mom and we've got three little kids. So we're just going to have to settle for the rest of our lives and not achieve our goals. Now, of course, this is always depending on God, but if there's a desire in your heart, follow it. Lord, how do I do this? This is something that I've always wanted to do. How do I do it? Is it okay if I pursue this, Lord? And very often, unfortunately, what we have a tendency to do, and it's been taught in the church, is that the area that you're wounded in is the area you're going to minister in. And I think that can be very misleading. I think that very often distorts and interferes with our ability to hear clearly from God. It's another one of those teachings we need to unbelieve. Because very often these wounds in our lives don't line up with who we are or what God wants to do in our lives. But because they are so, they have such a high impact in our lives, we read far more into them. We try to find a positive meaning from what happens to us. And we do that out of our own mind, out of our own emotions. So, for our example of a single woman raising three kids that wants to go back to school, if she instead felt that, okay, this sets her up to minister to other single women with kids, rather than the desire that God planted in her for further education in a totally unrelated field. But what we look for what's familiar, what we have experience in. Those are all distractions. Now, sometimes we find ourselves in those positions because we are interested. But a lot of times, it's just circumstance. And we need to be objective and not take these things personally. So we're becoming back again to looking at what the Lord's desires that he's put in your heart and stirring those up, allowing him to stir those up, and not taking your circumstances or any distractions or hindrances away from that. We often find ourselves looking for confirmation ahead of time. And often what God does is he gives us confirmation after we've acted on our desires. God gives us the desires of our heart. So very often it's not until after our mother has registered for college courses that she will then have that sense of peace, or other things may fall into place. Somebody coming along with the right word of encouragement or instruction or just a change. And she might get into that field and not like it at all. But the point is that she rose above her circumstances to objectively look at, this is what I want to do. Or this is what I thought I wanted to do. You know, everyone's free to change their minds, to make a mistake. This is our time here on this earth to try things. We have this idea that if we're hearing from God, we'll never take a detour. This gets back to that whole weird thing we've all got about up the perfect will of God. That it's so important that we be, you know, every moment of our life has an exact purpose, an exact identification, definition. And if we were really in his will, every moment would perfectly line up with that will. Well, in your spirit, you have already fulfilled his will. And you are already fulfilling it. So it's almost the opposite. Because in your soul, if he's teaching you, your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. And if he's teaching you how to take authority and free your mind, will, and emotions. He is going to give you a wider latitude to learn how to judge and discern and overcome and fail. Without failure, we don't have freedom. You can't have success without failure. So if we're afraid of failure, we're never going to be able to enjoy the freedom God has given us. Because that first experience of freedom is the freedom to fail. The freedom to change our minds. You know, in the church, we start out in a direction so often. You know, we're going to do this. We're going to have an outreach here. We're going to try this. And if it doesn't work out, we have a hard time just saying, I've changed my mind. I don't want to do this anymore. Or we'll get into a job situation or a relationship. And we'll find out it's not good for me. It's not a good fit. And we have a real hard time being able to just say, I've changed my mind. Okay, repeat after me. I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind. You can do that. You can make that decision and you can go in a different direction. So that freedom we're experiencing very often unlocks a lot of the wounds we've been carrying around. Because when we start doing that, you know, I've changed my mind. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go in a different direction. I don't need to be locked into this. I've changed my mind. That brings up all those lies we've been believing about who we are. If God really loved me, here's one of those things. If God really loved me, he wouldn't have let me make this decision. Well, there's no blanket answer for that. But you know what? You need to get an answer. And it's not because God wants to make sure you have that answer, but it's because he wants you free from the question. So the question is, God, do you really love me? Really doesn't have anything to do with the circumstances, the decisions, or really anything to do with this life here on this earth in the natural realm. It's all about our relationship with him. Can we trust him? Who is he? How does he feel about us? What does he think about us? Can we know him? This is one of those reasons why healing, the whole concept, is so important to us. If we could just grasp that knowing him and getting healed by him and being able to be taught by him one-on-one, if we could just really get that into us, nothing would keep us from that rest, that peace, that joy that passes understanding, that we can't conceive of until we experience it. Not that he keeps us from those circumstances, from the storm, but he keeps us in the storm. So we find out as we go through the process of discovering what our wounds are and learning how to go to him to get healed. He reveals those lies that we've been believing. And so when we're healed, it's not just about getting healed, being freed from our wounds. It's understanding that the beliefs that encapsulate and protect the wound, once they're changed, there will be a change in behavior, in actions, in decisions, in choices. There's a domino effect. And believe it or not, a lot of us don't want that responsibility. We'd rather live wounded. God's not going to let us live that way, though. At one point or another, whether in this lifetime or the next, whatever comes next, you are going to have to learn how to live free. Might as well learn now. You are a spirit being. One point in time or another, you're going to have to learn what that means, what that looks like, what it feels like, how it works. We can do it now. So when we look at healing, very often we think of healing as this: when somebody prays for you and something happens, something changes, and we just go on about our merry way. And sometimes that is what happens. But a lot of times those wounds are from, whether they're physical or supernatural in our soul, they're from another source. And if we don't deal with that source, getting that wound healed isn't going to change our lives. We're going to continue to believe the lie, and we will be re-wounded. I love that story about the Paul Cain was teaching, and God gave him a word about, in this particular group, there were a lot of people who were very overweight. And God just did a miracle, and they all dropped all their weight, all their excess weight. And they ended up having to, you know, scramble for clothing, because all of a sudden their clothing didn't fit. And wow, you know, this is exactly what they had always wanted, always asked for. God, if you just get rid of all this weight. Well, this was amazing. Well, he came back to the same group a year later. They'd all gained the weight back. Because their basic issues, whether it was strictly nutritional or if there was other issues, were not dealt with. God wants to deal with your stuff. So we look objectively at healing. We look objectively at the situation, and we learn. And it's through that process that often God reveals and brings to the surface what our struggles are. For instance, if God isn't healing you fast enough and you're impatient, Lord, why am I so impatient? Why is this? Is there something you want to deal with me about? Is there something you want to talk to me about? You know, that's such a simple question, and yet how often do we just not go there? Just listening today to another teaching where they were all about, you know, that there's going to be another terrorist attack, and that we should be discerning about where we go and what to do and how to prepare, and you know, she'd verified that it was, she'd put it out before her those in authority in her life, and everybody confirmed that it was, you know, from God, and on and on and on. And yet there was never the, okay, God gave me this dream, it was from a dream, but, and so I asked him, and this is what he said. there's this idea that we get information from God, but then it's our responsibility to figure out what to do with it. You know, and very often you can't challenge people. Okay, you know, when you ask God about that, what did he say? There's a real discounting within those in ministry, in leadership positions and situations, that it's not possible to hear God clearly for ourselves. And that's what we want to challenge. Challenge God, challenge ourselves, challenge them. The best way to challenge them is to just do it. You don't need to correct anybody. Just do it. Hear God for yourself. You don't need to rely on discernment. You can hear. You know, so often in relationships, we get caught trying to interpret other people's moods or actions or their temperament or their past rather than just asking them. You know, someone may be struggling with, you know, something going on in their family. And we figure out, okay, well, this is, you know, what I would, if I was in this situation, this is what I would really appreciate someone doing for me. You know, I wouldn't want anybody bugging me. I wouldn't want anybody asking me, you know, what's going on, you know, what do you need, what can I help with? You know, if I'd expect that that would just be bothering them and that if they wanted help, they'd ask for it. And yet the person needing help doesn't want to impose on anyone, so they're not going to say anything because they figured if somebody was wanting to help or able to help, they'd offer. So there's all this guessing going on. Which is really, we need to all get over that. Let's put our cards on the table and not be restricted by our own beliefs, by our temperaments, and our risk of failure. It's never your job to read someone else's mind. You know, this is, you know, a big problem we have with the men-women thing, is men think women think one way, and women think men think another way. And that's just not true. People think a different way. Each one of us thinks our own way, feels our own way, makes decisions our own way. And the only way to know what that is to ask. Just as we ask God, God, what's the truth here? That's the greatest show of respect we can offer, is to ask. What we're saying is, we don't know. So we ask him. And that's likewise the greatest show of respect we can show to one another, is ask. So in these, you know, especially it's a stereotype for women that, you know, they'll get into a fight with their fella because he's supposed to know what she wants. You know, they're going on a romantic evening. He's supposed to know how he's supposed to dress, how he's supposed to act, how he's supposed to treat her friends, how he's supposed to treat her. You know, if you loved me, you would have been here on time. So, you know, that movie with the breakup, I think it's called. But there's the line in there about you know, doing the dishes, that she's angry because he doesn't want to do the dishes. And his line is, why would I want to do dishes? And her response is, you should just want to do them. Well, it's like, okay, we are just, all we're doing is putting our expectations on someone else. She could have just asked him to do the dishes. And these are simple things, but what they do is reveal in us our own expectations. And that if they're not met, we draw conclusions. And these are the things that God is bringing to the surface as he heals us. And even approaching, again, being objective about how he heals. And we're going to look at how he heals from a time standpoint. But to look at such a personal, and there's a lot of misbeliefs attached to this whole subject. And we just want to start looking at it very objectively. Where you have wounds is simply where you have wounds. You don't need to draw a conclusion about your being weak or strong or vulnerable, or you made a wrong decision and that's why you got wounded. Okay, Jesus had to learn how to go to his Father to get healed. Because he learned how to go to his Father to get healed, he was not afraid to get wounded again. There are only two kinds of people in this world: those that have been rejected and those that have been rejected more. Okay, you fall into at least one of those categories. You will be rejected. You will be wounded. You will be hurt. This has nothing to do with obedience or hearing God or being able to, you know, be in whatever his perfect will, the concept might be to you. You will be rejected. You will be hurt. But you can be prepared. You can be ready. And what that does is it gives you, again, that ability to overcome your fear of consequences. None of us likes to get hurt. Okay, let's start there. If we left it up to us, none of us would ever be hurt. It's not a requirement to look forward to being hurt. But when you know by experience that God heals and that there is something you can do, that healing doesn't separate you from God. It draws you closer to him. Now, he may use other people, but you go to him first. And if he takes you and takes you by the hand and says, come, I want this person to pray with you or for you or talk to you, then it's still from him, isn't it? So we want to look at healing very objectively. And we're going to be looking at it progressively, instantaneously, unconditionally, and conditionally. So if you want to move forward faster than we're moving here, visit our website at wecanprepare.org. There's resources, there's books there that you can get. Or contact me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Otherwise, we'll just be continuing this series on Tuesdays. On Thursday, we will be meeting again at 7:30. So until then, have a great rest of the week, and I'll see you on Thursday, where we'll be talking about knowing God. These topics all intertwine. You can't do one without the others, so we're trying to move forward in each one of these areas. But thanks for tuning in, and we'll be getting back together again soon. Have a great day.